Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host. I'm Optimal Health on AM360, also your certified symptometry health coach. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to be here with us. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us on Optimal Health. Brother and sister, we have been saying for the past few months now, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells, their structure, in the following three ways. Number one, they will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities. Number three, and they will make us violate the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, and the rules of health. Brother and sister, these will be the reason why the person will be sick. These will be the reason why the person is sick. A person is not sick because they do not have a specific pharmaceutical drug in their system. Also, a person is not sick because they do not have a particular herb in their system. And a person is not sick because they didn't have some acupuncture or chiropractor intervention, though they may need those. A person is sick because they harm their DNA and they harm their cells. They did not protect their cells. They did not protect their blood. They did not protect their DNA. They did not follow their intuition. These would be the reason why the person is sick. The person is sick because they cause pH imbalance and iron loss because of what they ate. They fill their blood with impurities because of what they ate. They violated the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, the rules of health and hygiene because of what they eat. That is their lifestyles, and that is their dietary habits. That's what caused their disease. Brothers and sisters, we welcome you to a new episode of Optimal Health here on AM 360. And we talk a lot about symptometry and symptomatic signs. We've explained to people what it is. Symptometry is a teaching institution that teach those people who want to be healthy to correct their dietary and lifestyle mistakes and help their cells to self-correct, self-regulate, and self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. In cleaner blood with more oxygen. This is what symptometry is all about. The symptomatic science called symptometry. The symptomatic science called symptometry. You see the word or you hear the word symptom. Symptom is the way that our cell speaks to us. They use symptoms, which is their language. The cells do not speak Arabic, English, Spanish, or French, or Italian. Speaking symptom, a sign that something is wrong, that they need our help, and that the person is veering off the paradigm of normalcy. This is what the symptom means. We have reached a saturation point of the toxic metal in our blood, the microtoxin in our blood, the poison in the food that we've been consuming. It has reached a saturated point. Because of that saturated point, the cells now send us a message that they need our help. In order for them to restore normalcy or put things back to normalcy, they need our help. This is what symptomatic science and symptometry is all about. How to give our cells the help that they need so the cells themselves will reverse the anomaly, put things back to normalcy. Brother and sister, if we fail to put things back to normalcy, whatever disease that we have, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. That's what we call chronic. Until your life is at stake. It's our responsibility, brother and sister, to put things back to normalcy. It is the Almighty Source Creator that created normalcy. It is our responsibility to maintain it. It's our responsibility. If you didn't know that, now you do. So symptometry is a science that help ourselves to put things back to normalcy so our cells can self-correct, self-regulate, self-cleanse, self-protect, and self-perpetuate. Our cells are capable of doing almost anything to keep us healthy, brothers and sisters. That's what they have been created to do. They're created to keep us healthy. That's what they do. And when they cannot do it, because of what we have been eating and consuming, the beverage we consume, the vegetable that we consume, the fruits that we consume, the pharmaceutical that we take, the herbs that we take, all of these things will impact our cells. The quality of the air we breathe, the quality of the water we drink, all of these things will impact our cells. And when the cell no longer can produce our essentials that's needed to maintain normalcy in terms of brain essentials, body essentials, and cell essentials. That's why they are called essentials, because they are essentials for maintaining the normalcy. And when our cell cannot produce these essentials, they will send us a sign called symptom. That's what they would do. They would send us a sign called symptom. So, brother and sister, we thank you for joining us. We ask you to take a moment to call someone, to share with them our number so they can join us as well and benefit from the information that we'll be sharing today, so that they will also benefit from the information that we'll be sharing today. And the information that we'll be sharing, brothers and sisters, you won't hear anywhere. This information is scientific, natural, and the most scientific means to address the needs of the human cell. If we focus on our cell, brothers and sisters, we focus on removing blood impurities, if we focus on keeping our DNA in good repair, our own cell will reverse any anomaly. And most of the disease would be prevented. Most diseases are preventable. Brother and sister, most diseases are preventable, which means you don't have to worry about trying to cure something. You won't have to worry about doing it. They will be preventable. Most diseases are preventable. We only have diseases when our cell has problems. We only have diseases when our cell has an issue. When they are blocked from producing the essentials that's needed to maintain normalcy. When our cells are blocked from producing neurotransmitter. When the cells are blocked from producing neurochemicals. When our cells are blocked from producing neurons. When our cells are blocked from producing hormones. And when our cells are blocked from producing enzymes. And this is what happens. When our cell cannot produce those things, those essentials, then they will send us a signal called symptom, indicating that they need our help. And you have to know what help to give them. How can we help ourselves? How do we help ourselves? First of all, we help ourselves by removing concretion. What's concretion? See, when our cell breaks down, brothers and sisters, our cell breaks down. That's for we need to produce new cells to take the place of old cells. And when they break down, they turn into concretion. Each part of the cell would turn into a specific concretion. For example, the cell membrane, the plasma membrane, would turn into sand. and the nucleus of the cell would turn into gouda deposits. If you don't remove the gouda deposit, it would turn into full-blown gout. This is where it comes from. Other parts of the cellular organelle would turn into gravel, pebble, stones, all kinds of concretion. They're inside of us. Our cell would break down. And when we eat chaotically, that means we consume the wrong foods. If we consume the wrong food, brothers and sisters, our cell will break down faster. Toxic from metals, poison from microbes, that's everywhere, in the food, in the air, in the water. It will cause our cells to break down even faster. When our cells break down faster, they produce more concretion. Then some of the food that we'll be eating will also turn into various things inside of us, like sludge, debris, garbage. The human body produces a lot of garbage, brother and sister. Who's removing your garbage for you? Who's carrying your garbage out? Who's emptying your garbage? The human body produces a lot of garbage. If you don't remove it, it'll be circulating in blood, your blood. What is the quality of your blood? Even though our blood carries the nutrients and resources to the cell so they can be nourished properly, it also carries poison, toxic of microbes that will be in us. They empty their waste in our blood. Do you know how to remove it? If you don't remove the debris and the toxin from the microbe, then we will have what's called dirty blood. Even though there'll be nutrients and resources circulating in the blood as well. So the cell might get some nutrients and resources, but they also will be getting garbage, sludge, concretion, blocking them. If they get enough garbage, then the nutrients and resources would not enter the cell. So the cell would have energy. So the cell would have energy to produce the essentials that's needed to maintain our health or to maintain normalcy. Health is normalcy, brothers and sisters, and the disease is abnormalcy. Health is abiding by the laws of physics, the rules of health, the pH rule, the iron rule, the sulfur rule, the speed law. That's what health is, being in compliance with all of those rules and laws. And when we violate them or break them or deviate from them, I'm here to tell you that a disease will occur. And this is what happens. Now we have a school called the American School of Symptometry that can teach anyone who's willing to learn about how to take good care of their cells. Brother and sister, we were created to take good care of ourselves. We were created to take good care of ourselves. Think about that. The Almighty put everything in us to reverse every disease or to prevent disease if we keep in compliance with the rules. But if we happen to get a disease, we have everything inside of us already to reverse it. But no one has been teaching us this. The Almighty put everything in us to live on this planet. Even though this planet is very toxic, it's predatory, it's adversary, and that's toxic and poison everywhere. And we're exposed to it. But we were created to live here. So we were created to take good care of ourselves. But our ancestor was not taught. And our grandparents were not taught. And our parents were not taught. They did the best they could. But they did not know how to take good care of themselves. If they didn't know how to take good care of themselves, how would they know how to take good care of the children's selves? Are you learning how to take good care of yourselves, brothers and sisters, so you can take good care of your children's selves? The selves represent the unit of life for us on this planet, ourselves. The unit, the self is the unit of life. If we can't take care of it, how are we going to take care of the life? I mean, that's a question that we all have to answer. The cells represent the unit of life, and we're made of 75 to 100 trillion of cells. And these cells that afford us to have life on this planet, but if we fail to know how to take good care of them, we're going to be sick all the time, just like we see. This is why the whole world is in a global health crisis today. No one is learning how to take good care of their cells that represent the unit of life for them. For us, all of us were made of cells, the unit of life, 75 to 100 trillion of them, all kinds of cells, over 200 different types of cells. Red blood cell, white blood cell, platelets, skin cell, hair cell, nose cell, liver cell, heart cell, pancreatic cell. All kinds of cells. Our organs, our tissues, our glands are made of cells. Neurons, glial cells. Neuronal stem cells. White blood cells. Different types of white blood cells. All kinds of cells. A ligament, a tendon, a cartilage. Even our blood made of cells, brothers and sisters. Our eyes made of cells. Every part of us, our bones, bones made of cells. If we take good care of ourselves, and we were created to take good care of ourselves, but nobody been teaching us. We have been misinformed, miseducated, diseducated about how to do it. So mankind started off in the wrong direction thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Now, for the first time, we have knowledge and information so we can start going in the right direction for the first time in the history of man. How powerful is that, brothers and sisters? For the first time in the history of man on this planet, we have scientific information that can steer us in the right direction. Because if our brain is not healthy and our mind is not healthy, we will not be able to change our condition for the better. Our instrument of change, brothers and sisters, is a healthy brain and a healthy mind. What is a human being? That's another question we all have to wrestle with. What is a human being? Just because we have two legs and two arms and two eyes that make us human? No, it doesn't. A human being is an energy-dependent or high-maintenance biological creature. is energy dependent. We are energy dependent, brother and sister. And when we start losing energy in whatever part of our body, that's where the sickness would be. We must produce energy around the clock. This is what must happen, brother and sister. We must produce energy around the clock. So we are created to take good care of ourselves, but we need knowledge and information. So symptometry was created to take mankind back to where he should have started in the very beginning, to learn how to take good care of himself. And this is done by producing enzymes and cooking our food scientifically and eating scientifically and living on this planet scientifically, not chaotically doing things. This is what had gotten man in trouble. He think he know, but he doesn't know. Now the whole world had gotten to the point where we're either sick and dying or sick of dying. Sick or dying or sick and dying. And we're killing each other. So brothers and sisters, take a moment to call someone. We're going to take a quick break. And if we do, take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us. We have some excellent information that we'll be sharing today. We have our guest. Our guest has arrived. Mrs. Rita Taylor, our reoccurring guest. And she's going to be talking about memory, how eating certain food will cause us to lose our memory. It's all the way about the food that we are consuming. It's always about the food, the beverages, the fruits, the plants, the vegetables, the meats. It is the food, the number one issue that causes us to have diseases, brothers and sisters. So we'll be going into more detail how tomatoes and potatoes cause us to lose our memory. What's in tomato and what's in potato that will affect our memory? So please don't go anywhere. Just take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us. And we'll be explaining why they have memory loss, as well as some other information we'll be sharing. So brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. And please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed and our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. And this is Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. American Muslim 360 is proud to present the Thursday morning edition of A New Day for Al-Islam in America Radio with your host, Yusuf Ramadan.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Teller. And this is Optimal Health on AM 360. Thank you again for joining us today. We're going to go straight to our guest, Mrs. Rita.
Asalaamu Alaikum. Good afternoon and good evening, everyone. And, Asalaamu Alaikum. I'm happy to be here today and delighted to share with you about what St. Thomas is teaching us. You know, we attend a school that teaches us about the truth of the food that we eat and how it causes us some issues, especially memory loss. You know, do you know of anybody who is having some memory loss? Do you have some family members or elderly? Now it's not even elderly. My neighbor was only 52 when she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she died 8 years later. So it's hitting people early. So this information I'm going to share with you is important if you have people in your family, anyone, that you need to hear this important information, because the food we eat really do impact our cells. And, you know, we are made of cells. And when I came in, I heard Brother Shaheed talking about who's a human being. You know, we are oxygen-dependent, biological system made of cells, And, you know, in our bodies, we also have 11 systems, and these systems face challenges every day, so it needs 24/7 care. So it's a highly maintenance. That's what it means, highly maintenance, that it needs 24/7 care because of the challenges that we face. And memory loss is one of the challenges we face, in our bodies that we need to take care of. So I'm here to share with you the important information about how tomatoes and potatoes cause memory loss. How many of you eat potatoes? How many of you eat tomatoes? And we're going to give you the reason behind it. We don't, you know, because we have the science, you know, we have the chromatographic machine that really go through and look at all these foods so that we can tell you what is in it and what makes and why it makes us sick. Okay, so do you have any, as I said, do not look any further, because memory loss is part of us now. It's part of us now. And the reason you have for that is that you're eating tomatoes and potatoes. And what is in these potatoes and tomatoes that cause forgetfulness, brain fog, memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's? The answer is nitrogen monoxide, tomatine, and solanine. Nitrogen monoxide, tomatine, and solanine, okay? Nitrogen monoxide and tomatine and solanine will never kill a person right away. But this is what it will do. It will make the gene release a defective blueprint to DNA for onward transmission to messenger RNA, transfer RNA, and ribosomal RNA. The gene cannot release a defective. It has to release a blueprint which is healthy, not a defective one. But that's what nitrogen monoxide and tomatine and solanine and potatoes and tomatoes will do to you. So We are not here for fear mongering. We are giving you the fact that we know as it exists. And if you're eating potatoes and tomatoes, we need to make some adjustment because it will not serve you well as you get older. Okay. Because the three ribosomal RNA that we talk about, the messenger RNA, the transfer RNA, and the ribosomal RNA, they produce high-quality brain essential. Okay? So with defective blueprint, the quality of the enzyme called acetylcholinesterase. Remember the word acetylcholinesterase that will be produced will be so low that acetylcholinesterase will not be able to degrade the old acetylcholine. You know, for you to have a sharp memory, you should be able to, your acetylcholinesterase should be able to degrade the old acetylcholine so that the acetylcholine will be new for you to have short memory. But if you cannot degrade that because you're eating tomatoes and potatoes, you are causing a problem for your brain because your brain will not be sharp because of the tomatine and the solanine. As I said, it will release a defective, and you cannot have a defective blueprint. It has to be a normal blueprint. You cannot do that because it will degrade the acetylcholinesterase, and it will be hard for you to remove the acetylcholine. So, again, off the bat, you are causing problem already for INDA, okay? It is not the removal of acetylcholine and non-replacement by fresh acetylcholine that will begin to cause many problems, starting with forgetfulness. And this could happen as early as fifth grade. So it's not, you don't have to be old to have memory loss. It starts early, especially if you're eating these foods. You will start getting this early, but when you're young, you think it's something else. But your brains are not producing the high-quality brain essential that you need because it's defective. The defective blueprint is not going to help you. It's going to cause some memory loss, okay? So, again, the non-removal of the acetylcholine and the non-replacement of fresh acetylcholine, that will begin to cause memory problems starting with forgetfulness. And as I said, this starts as early as fifth grade, which is really, what, 10, 11 years old in fifth grade? Okay. And it will get progressively worse because people do not have a clue about what it takes to have a healthy memory. So sometimes when you're young and you think, oh, I'm forgetting things, and you think, oh, it's nothing. Well, what kind of food are you eating? The tomatoes and the potatoes, the solanine, the tomatine that you have, what are you doing about it? It is causing the release of a defective. The blueprint cannot be defective to DNA for unwanted transmission, and the three RNAs will not be able to produce high-quality brain essential, and that can start as early as the grade. So, brothers and sisters, we do have our work cut out for us. So we need to have a paradigm shift about the food we eat because really it is the food that we eat and the consumption of the water that we drink and the breathing of all the pollution that we have around us that cause a lot of issue for ourselves, okay, that will cause an anomaly. And this anomaly that you will have with acetylcholinesterase not being able to degrade the old acetylcholine will be a problem for life unless you come to symptometry to get that removed, to get that repaired. Okay, so this is one of the things that I want to share with you, okay. And there is glutamate and acetylcholine. Now, you buy brain cell in aid in memory, cognition, alertness, and thinking. Okay? Glutamine A also have added benefit of enhancing creativity and reflex action, allowing for quick decision making in split second situations. It should be your neurons to be able to be connecting well, so to be able to make quick decisions, because if you're not connecting because you have defective DNA, basically, you have a defective, blueprint to the DNA that is not working, you're going to have a lot of issues, okay? So how did this thing come about? How did we know about this? You know, in 1906, there's a German neurosurgeon that told the meeting in West German in Tübingen, Germany, that there is a severe disease process of our cerebral cortex, okay? In the meeting, he diagnosed a 50-year-old woman whom he had followed from admission to the hospital for paranoia, progressive sleep memory disturbance, aggression, confusion, until she died 5 years later. But one of the things that he didn't observe is that he did not talk about with the memory, it did not talk about applied physics to his observation, okay? In physics, basically, it teaches us that there shouldn't be any emptiness in our body, because wherever there's anything missing, like the glutamine and acetylcholine are missing, plaque will automatically take its place. There's nothing, there's no emptiness in ourselves. If there's something is missing, a plaque will replace it. So that's what he didn't really talk about. But he also didn't talk about the diet of the woman, okay? And he failed to connect the diet to the production of neurons, glutamate and acetylcholine, and an effort that enabled him to uncover the underlying cause of her confusion, her aggression, her decline in cognition and memory, okay? He never mentioned the genes. He never mentioned the defective blueprint. And the ribosomal RNA and his fellow psychiatrist did not press him on these omissions. And syntometry, we are saying that because of the tomatine and the solanine and the nitrogen monoxide, it will cause the gene to release a defective blueprint. And this guy did not even talk about that, okay? And now, thanks to chromatography, we now know that poisons, again, in tomatoes and potatoes, destroy the foundation of the brain structure and the person's personality, in addition to destroying the following enzyme, okay? The enzyme that it will be destroying is helicase that uncoil DNA, kinase and dicycline that divide the brain cell, and permeases that modify the structure of neurons so that they can penetrate the cells. These three important functions are very important for ourselves to really, for ourselves to work effectively. So if our body cannot function without enzymes. So if, the helicase, that unwind DNA, if it's not there, you're in trouble. Kinase and cyclin need to divide. For us, the division makes you self-perpetuate. It means that you are a living being and you're living and you're growing. And kinase and cyclin will divide the brain cell. But if you cannot do that because you're eating food like tomatoes and potatoes, you're going to have problems. And you need to, the permeation is critical because without that, our cells will not be nourished. They need to modify the structure of the nucleus because our cells are so tiny that the food we eat cannot go in there. It's only 28, 32 microns. So very, very tiny. So you need the permeation to modify the structure of the nutrient so that it can penetrate the cell. So if you already eat all this food and it's destroying these important enzymes. Okay? The enzymes, the kinase and cyclase itself for cell division are primary to modify the structure. Your cells are going to be not malnourished. And when your cells are malnourished, you're going to have an anomaly. You're going to have a problem. And this is something that they did not know at that time. And symptometry do have that. We have, you know, when you have issues like that, even when you're 10 years old and you have problems, come to symptometry because we will help you get to the root cause of why are you having this issue? What kind of food are you, the food needs to be tied to what we do because food consumption is the number one enemy of ourselves, you know, because food is a double-edged sword. It can nourish you. It can also kill you. People don't know that food kills, but they do kill us slowly. Slowly, not right away, but it will kill us slowly, okay? Okay, so also mentioned the cerebral cortex, okay? It is, cerebral cortex is the seat of our personality. Okay, and the cortex defines who we are and how unique each person is. So if a plaque fills the cerebral cortex, the person's behavior, preferences, likes and dislikes, attitude will progressively change to the point where the person will be unrecognizable when evaluated based on past attitude and behavior. Okay, she did not mention. Okay, you know, mentioned the cerebral cortex, but he did not also talk about the cortex being the seat of our personality. And if we, you know, it's filled with plaque, if it jams, because as I said, in ourselves, there's no emptiness. Once, you know, I think something is removed, it will be filled with plaque. And plaque is something that needs to be removed. So he did not talk about that. So there have been instances, individuals who were experiencing memory loss, accidentally will leave a store without paying for their items, or they'll forget to close the tank, the gas tank, when they fill their gas because they've forgotten. Do you know of anybody who goes through that? Or do you yourself go through that? If you do, this is not something to sneer at. It is something for you to take care of it right away. And that's what we have, symptometry. And symptometry will help you produce the kinase and cyclin and the permeases and all the things that you need. Okay, the enzyme that you've been destroyed, we will help restore that. And that's why it's so critical for people to know what we do. We go to the root cause of a problem and try to fix it. And we'll give you what you need and diet modification for you to get back to where you are. Because if your acetyl cholinesterase is not being degraded, you will not be able to have acetylcholine. It has to be degraded. And then when it's degraded, you can have acetylcholine. But if it's not because of plaque, because you have issues with that, you are going to have memory loss, memory issues. Okay. People talk about, individuals who engage in criminal activities and they don't even have a recollection of what they did. What do you think happened to that individual with no recollection? That person have memory loss and she doesn't even know what you've done. So I'm just saying that we have the solution. And if anybody in your family are beginning to, you know, experience memory loss or they forget things so quickly, what kind of food are they eating? Are they eating tomatoes and potatoes? Is that part of their daily diet? If it is, you need modification. You need to adjust your diet. And come to symptometry, we'll get you there. But there's no solution without adjusting of your diet. That tomatoes and potatoes, you know, it needs to go because of what it contains. You know, what are the products on the market that they're selling for you to buy? You know, they have memory log booster called Kingo Biloba, you know, leading the pack. People give testimonies on television and talking about how great these people are, but it doesn't really work. That is a patchwork. The solution that we talked about is that because of your diet, what you eat on potatoes and tomatoes, you are producing poison called solanine. You are producing poison called nitrogen monoxide and trimethine. And that is what is killing you. That is what is impacting your brain. And so this Kingo Biloba, well, I don't know what it works because I don't buy those things. It's just a patchwork. That memory loss will continue, okay? Because they do not do the work. I mean, how do these products, do they bypass the plaque in the hippocampus and the cerebral cortex? If the product keeps doing what the brain cells are supposed to do, what will the effect be? Food for thought. Will the Kingo Biloba that you're buying, will it do what it's supposed to do? Is it going to restore the enzyme that you need to release the kinase encyclin and the permeases and the helicase that unwind the DNA? Will it do that? No, if it's not, then the problem is still going to be there. So that's why symptometry comes in, because we will help you uncover the reason why you're having problems there, okay? There are some people that is called the APOE E4 gene, okay? You know, I mean, what are they? They are on the market. And according to researchers, they're supposed to be implying that, you know, we get a disease from, you know, a gene disease from our mother and father. There's no gene disease. Genes are flawless. They don't have any disease. If anybody tell you that if you have a genetic disease because your mother got Alzheimer's and you're going to get it, tell them to come to symptoms. It's not true because the gene is flawless. You will have a hereditary disease if you eat the same food your parents are eating every day. Then that problem will be carried to you. That is hereditary disease, not a genetic disease. There's no genetic disease. Don't listen to the media or read things as, oh, it's genetic. Oh, my mom got it. My brother got it, so I'm going to get it. No, there's nothing like that. That is a lie, okay, because gene is flawless. It is not. The gene is, you know, is the best. You know, it's the king of the road. You don't have that. So if anybody tells you that, it is not true. Because why? Human genes are imbued with super intelligence for self-correction, self-protection, pair, and self-perpetuating. They keep engaging in self-correction and self-perpetuating and repair if the person does not take careless action that damages their DNA or leave the DNA in a state of repair for several decades. So they are, the genes that we have, they are imbued with super intelligence. They will self-repair. They will self-correct. They will self-repair. And they will help you. So, but it's up to us to eat the right food for the genes to do all that stuff. Okay? The genes cannot be contaminated. The genes are indestructible. They will self-correct, yes. They will self-repair, yes. And in DNA, and if DNA is repaired with DNA polymerase, on the other hand, DNA cannot repair itself. Hence the basic difference between genes and the DNA. Why are tomatoes and potatoes and not remove the nightshade sludge from 16, 24 hours after eating them? Why eat tomatoes and potatoes and not remove the nightshade sludge from the system 24 hours after eating them? this is the knowledge about poison that the gene, so-called gene researchers never acquired. And now it's available thanks to scintometry science. Okay? The nitrate sludge, the tomatoes and the potatoes, they need to remove the nitrate sludge after eating them. Why they can do that? Why is these so-called researchers never acquired? Because thanks to scintometry, we can reverse. We can help you, but you're going to have to modify your diet. That tomatoes and potatoes and it needs to go because it's not, you know, the poison in them are going to impact your brain. Okay. So what do we do? What do we do to correct the issue of memory loss? Okay. Our approach is to ionize the plaque as well as the nitrate sludge that have been in the person's brain for decades. Remember, if you've been eating tomatoes and potatoes for years and years, it is the nitrate are in your brain for decades. It hasn't gone anywhere. Okay? And, you know, it will provide the brain with thermal energy, which you need every day. We will also provide particulates to assist in the production of acetylcholine esterase, the one that I talk about. And glutamate and acetylcholine. Change the person's diet by replacing tomatoes and potatoes with food that are not nitrate. Again, we talk about the changing of your diet. You can prepare food with no tomatoes in them and still taste good. You don't have to eat potatoes. There are other things that you can eat on the market, like yams or whatever, you do not have to stick with potatoes. So you can have to change your diet. And you change the tomatoes and the potato and food that are not nitrates, because nitrates are the problem with tomatoes and potatoes. Okay? We have delivered results. And the people that have come to us, we have seen their memories improve dramatically. Again, we will ionize the plaque, okay, as well as the nitrate plaque that have been in the person's brain for decades, okay? We'll provide the brain with thermal energy every day. We'll provide particulates to assist in the production of acetylcholine esterase, which you need to have in here to replace the old acetylcholinase and the glutamate, okay, and changing the person's diet. And when we use this approach, the person improved dramatically, okay? So people cannot improve their memory by just stopping eating tomatoes. The tomato poison must be ionized. Okay? It has to be ionized. Okay? If they are not ionized, the brain will not receive the thermal energy. And dementia or Alzheimer's will never be reversed. Okay? People cannot improve their memory by the tomato poison that they've been eating for years that is sitting in their brain needs to be ionized. Okay, it needs to be broken down and needs to be ionized. And if it's not, they will not receive the thermal energy and dementia or Alzheimer's will never be reversed. Okay, nitrates were created to test human intelligence and ingenuity. As far as the choice is concerned, unfortunately, billions of people keep failing this simple test because chromatography was never used to deconstruct tomatoes to know what else in them besides lycopene and vitamin C. But we do have the machine called chromatography that deconstructs, and that is what is giving us the opportunity to remove and ionize so that you can get back to normal by discovering even some of that. Okay? We also know that we have correlation diagnosis, which is something that is germane to symptometry science. We have never been used to connect tomatoes and potatoes to neurological disorders. Cancer symptometry signs, progress are being made at the front. Okay. What else has AIDS has to do with it? Please. AIDS does not, don't blame AIDS for memory loss. It's a complete old school nonsense. AIDS, just because you're older doesn't mean you have to have memory loss. What have all the food you've been eating, the tomatoes and the potatoes that have been sitting in your brain for decades? You haven't ionized them, but you complain that because of your age, that's why you're forgetting things. No, you have not removed the sludge. You have not removed the nightshades that you've been sitting in your brain. And when you do that, things can reverse. So age doesn't have anything. As I said, you can be 10 years old and you're eating the wrong food and all this stuff, and you start having memory loss. So we need to really stop blaming age as part of a problem. Age is a number, okay? It's what goes into your body that makes a difference, okay? And you can have food without tomatoes. And so prepare your food nicely and have a great taste without tomatoes, okay? So addition to tomatoes is something that you need to break, because there's other ways. There's some things you can use in your sauces and stuff without tomatoes. You know, I know some people that eat a lot of, you know, they cook a lot of tomato for pasta. You don't need that. Instead of tomatoes, use something else. Use something else that doesn't have the tomatine and the solanine, okay? So what is the way around tomatoes, okay? You know, you need the particulates to ionize tomatine and solanine and nitrogen monoxide. These are poisons hours after tomatoes or potatoes have been eaten. Why? As soon as you eat them, you need to ionize that. You need to immediately take the particulates to ionize that. That will help you reverse that, and that way your brain can be sharp, okay? And people, you know, you can make stews, you know, we can make stews with sardine stew, bison stew, turkey stew, fish stew without mixed tomatoes. Also, you can make your own gravy taste good without tomatoes. I cook, you know, food, my stew. I don't use tomatoes. I use sauce, and I use some of the liquid that I, you know, when I cook my meat, the liquid that comes out. You can use it in a sauce to create your own sauce, and that is good because it has myelin in that thing, and so you need to have that. So that's the reason we recommend. One way we recommend it for you to cook your thing in a crock pot for 11 hours. Yes, the liquid that comes from all the seasoning and everything you put in, you can use it in a sauce without tomatoes. So yes, there's ways that you can do without tomatoes. Okay, so we need to learn how we can nourish ourselves without hurting them, because if we keep hurting them, they will take you out. They will make you, they will take you out. If you hurt yourself, you're not going to be around to live. And we're giving you reasons what you can do to prevent brain fog, memory loss, and all that stuff. Okay, so we know that we should know about the tomatine, solanine, and nitrogen monoxide. So they are heat resistant poisons. This means that boiling, baking, or frying tomatoes and potatoes makes no difference. That eating tomato raw in the sandwich makes the poison affect the nerves faster. How many of you eat sandwiches with raw tomatoes in them? When you go to the Whataburgers or when you go to McDonald's, how many of you? Well, you are making the poison affect your brain quickly. Nothing should be eaten raw. Nothing. No vegetable, no tomatoes, nothing. Everything needs to be cooked. So this is one thing that I want to leave with you. You cannot eat anything raw. It has toxic metals. It has a lot of things there. It affects the nerves, and it makes things faster. And you know, it basically destroys the cell faster. Okay. Also, the color of the potatoes doesn't matter. Whether it's a yellow potato, blue potato, red potato, pink potato, it's irrelevant, okay? And whether the tomatoes are genetic or regular, doesn't make a difference. The same poison, whether it's genetic or regular, are still in the tomatoes and they are still in the potatoes, whether it is organic or not. Remember the difference between organic and regular is that they did not spray that product. That's the difference. But it came from the same soil. It has everything else. These tomatoes have the poison, the tomatine, and it has there, and the solar line is there. It will not change that because it's genetic or basically irregular. Okay? So, if you are traveling and you are want to avoid tomatoes and potatoes, the best thing I recommend is to have a particulate handy to ionize the nitrates right after eating potatoes or tomatoes, because we call the reverse technique to reverse what you just ate. Again, synthometry do have the solution. And I will like to go back to explain why you don't need to eat potatoes and tomatoes, because they contain nitrogen monoxide, they contain tomatine, they contain solanine, and this will allow your gene to release a defective blueprint to DNA for onward transmission to the three RNAs. And you know when it does that, the RNA will never produce high quality brain essential with defective blueprint, and the quality of the enzyme called acetylcholinesterase that will be produced will be so low that acetylcholinesterase will not be able to degrade the old acetylcholine, because you need to degrade the old acetylcholine and rarely have the new acetylcholine. But if acetylcholinesterase is defective because you eat all these foods, then you're still going to be stuck with it. The fact that you do have the solution, we do have particulates to ionize the tomatoes and the potatoes, we call reverse technique, that you can talk to Brother Shaheed. We will help you with that. But you know what? If I were you, I will try to avoid it as much as I can. But if you have to eat it because you're traveling, we have the solution, particulate, that will help you reverse it right after you finish eating. So, Brother Shaheed, if you want to add more to it, that is the story of potatoes and tomatoes that cause memory loss.
Mrs. Rita, that is excellent. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to see if our listeners have some questions. They should have plenty of questions. So we're going to take a short break. Please do not go anywhere. It's plenty of time. You can still call someone, ask them to join us here on Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, Yusuf Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Teller. And I see now we also have Ms. Yvette Dean, also a certified cytometry health coach and also a student at the American School of Cytometry. Brothers and sisters, if you have a question for our guest, please press 1 on your phone and we'll be able to open your mic and you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. In the meantime, we're going to continue to share information. Mrs. Rita shared some excellent information about potatoes and tomatoes. They're a nightshade, but they're not the only two nightshades. There's other nightshade plants. They have the same issue. And also, there are other food. There's no perfect food on planet Earth for us to eat. So if we eat food, we're going to get sick, and we have to know what to do to remove the garbage, the concretion, the sludge, the poison, the toxin, all these things that's in the food, the microbes that's on them. We have to learn what to do to protect ourselves. This is the main thrust of the program today. There's things that we all have to do to take care of ourselves. You can stop eating tomato and potato, but you have damaged yourself, the cells, for many years. How long have you been eating potatoes? How long have you been eating tomatoes and eating pizza, eating french fries, and cooking them in the wrong oil? All these things we've been doing for decades, upon decades. Many of us are over 50 years old here. So just by merely stop eating potatoes and tomatoes, it's not going to reverse the condition. The cells are already damaged. Billions of cells have been damaged. How are you going to be healthy and billions of cells can't divide anymore? You have to know what to do. You have to remove the poison. It don't just disappear. Toxin and poison remain in our blood until we remove it forcefully with particulates, subatomic particles. That's the only way you can remove it. It will circulate in blood, causing problems for the rest of our life, jamming the cells. The cells won't be able to produce the enzymes needed. The enzyme that Mrs. Rita spoke of, acetylcholine esterase, to degrade old acetylcholine so it can be replaced with new acetylcholine. So we don't have memory loss. So we don't have dementia. So we won't develop Alzheimer's and die from it. We don't have to go down that road, brothers and sisters, but we have to take our health seriously. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll see it, and we'll open your mic. You share some excellent information. So there's other foods. Would you like to know other foods that have poison and toxins in it that you have to avoid? And we're eating these foods every day. We're eating salad. And we have tomatoes in salad. You have tomatoes raw, eating them raw. And many of them also have microbes on them. Just running water on them, rinsing them off, is not enough. And then you have the chemicals inside of them. All these things will compromise our cells, brothers and sisters. This is what we're saying today and every day on this program, every week. It is the food that we take so much for granted, the food that we love that's killing us. Now, today have come so we can make better choices. If you're making stew, you don't have to have tomatoes. There's other methods. Talk to us about them. Talk to us about them. So if you have a question for our guests, press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. And we have Ms. Yvette with us as well. Ms. Yvette, you have anything you'd like to share about tomatoes and potatoes and how damaging they can be to our cells?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you for having me. Okay, great, great. Ms. Rita done such a good job in explaining the potatoes and all the chemicals that comes with potatoes and tomatoes. And we all, you know, have eaten those in the past, you know. I mean, everywhere we go, there's a potato. They serve everything with fries and potatoes every day.
Everything.
Every day. Everything. Everywhere you go out, they're serving potatoes and tomatoes together. So Ms. Rita done a great job in talking about that to help you understand, you know, the importance of not poisoning ourselves, you know, with those items and other items. And I would, you know, also like to add that, you know, our brain is the command center of the human body, in case you did not know. Like the brain, what can the brain achieve without the liver? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. What can the liver achieve without the gastrointestinal tract, the digestive gland? Nothing. The point I'm trying to make is that it is wrong to make the brain the command center without mentioning the body parts on which the brain depends to perform its multiple functions. In other words, all our organs are equally important as far as making a person healthy, all of our organs. If the liver does not produce processed oil, myelin that covers the axons would not be produced because myelin is made with lipids. Am I pronouncing that right? Myelin is made with lipids.
Yes,
with oils.
Yes.
Myelin. Yes, it's made with oil, which are lipids, right? Also, if the liver does not produce, if the liver does not process oil, no cell will be nourished because the phospholipids that must be in the plasma membrane to allow nutrients to get into the cells and waste to exit the cells are made with oil in the liver. So the liver is very important, just as important as the brain. Most hormones are made with non-essential amino acids and oil. And it is the liver that converts 8 essential amino acids to hundreds of non-essential amino acids, so hormones and neurotransmitters can be produced. Now, that's amazing, okay? The brain and the nervous system are essential for walking, talking, thinking, driving, eating, digesting food, etc. Can neurons be produced without enzymes? No.
No.
They cannot. Can enzymes be produced without the liver? No.
No.
They cannot. The liver, kidneys, small intestines, and large intestines are interconnected. Therefore, what happens to one will sooner or later happen to the other. And eventually,
yeah,
the brain will feel the impact of what happened to the organs on which it depends for supplies. So it's very important for our brain to be functioning properly. Very important. And it's important not to poison it. So what connects all of our organs? Do anybody know? What connects all of our organs? What goes through our bodies constantly at the speed of light? Our blood.
Blood.
The answer is,
yes,
our blood. It's the blood that connects all the organs, membranes, tissues, etc. It's the blood. No part of our body should be ischemic, means do not have blood, because it's one part, because if one part is ischemic and the latter becomes classified, which is plaque, the organs and tissues that rely on the organs is now ischemic and classified, will also become ischemic and classified. This explains,
yeah,
why every person who has a brain problem also has a liver problem and vice versa. So if you're having memory problems, you're missing, you're not producing acetylcholine, serotonin, you also have a liver problem. You also have a liver problem. And you'd be like, oh, there's nothing wrong with my liver. The body is interconnected, interrelated. Okay, so we have to, scintometry looks at all parts of the body, all parts, not just the brain. Psychiatrists who are trained to focus only on a person's brain disorder, but if a person they are treating is constipated, does not have a good appetite, cannot sleep, has a thyroid problem, a mucus problem, a skin problem, there is nothing that could be done about these other symptoms. Why? Because these symptoms do not fall under their expertise. Meaning, if you're going to a doctor to work on your brain, they're not concerned about your liver. They're not concerned about your kidneys because that's not their expertise. Scintometry expertise, we look at everything because we're all the organs are interconnected and interrelated. Okay? Also, I would like to talk about self-love. Okay? We must love ourselves because our cells,
yeah,
love us. They love us, right? So we must love it also. There is a new and fabulous concept that resonates well with health-conscious individuals. It does not make a person selfish, but enables them to pay more attention to the needs of their cells, thereby enhancing their cells' well-being. We did not have ourselves first. We did not love ourselves first. They loved us first by allowing us to take a risk to be born into this world and live on this toxic planet. Our cells produce enzymes called kinase and cyclin to facilitate cell division and permeases to nourish our cells with water, salt, oxygen, nutrients, and oxidase to facilitate gas exchange in our lungs, oxygenate our blood, and facilitate electron exchange in our mechanisms and our systems. This is cell love, ladies and gentlemen. Then
absolutely,
the cells put Then the cells produce respiratory enzymes to enable us to breathe day and night, and they allow the tropoblast to produce and position our organs, glands, membranes, sinus, etc., where they should be, so they can produce proteins to make us function automatically. Okay, this is what our cells do for us. Finally, our cells produce neurons, neuropeptides, neurotransmitters to run our brains so we behave and conduct ourselves appropriately at home, at work, in public, become a law-abiding individual, and contribute to their growth and the community and the expansion of the economy. Okay, this is what our cells gives us the opportunity to do if we pay attention to them. Our cells took all of these measures to prove that they love us. They love us. Do we love them back? No, we don't.
Yes, question.
If you want to be honest. No, we don't. We neglect them, right. And this is the problem. In other words, there is tension and friction between ourselves and our minds. And this is because we do not love ourselves back. Okay? Meaning we feed ourselves poisons and stuff. So that creates friction within them. Okay? It creates friction. So all of the abnormalities we have are because there is tension and frictions between ourselves and our minds. Instead of our minds satisfying ourselves' needs by eating foods that would not hurt ourselves, they rather satisfy the desires of our palates, our eyes, ears, taste buds, by making us eat foods and consume beverages that hurt ourselves. As a result, our blood and cells are poisoned. So if our blood is circulating to all our organs and we're eating nothing but poison, we're being poisoned. Every day that we put food in our mouth and we're not eating scientifically, we're poisoning ourselves. So we're not loving ourselves like they love us. We're harming them. I mean, no, not that we knew that, okay? We were never taught the rules, okay? Our cells must have blood to function and keep us healthy in every part of our body. But the blood they are getting as a result of our bad food choices has poisons in it. Either it is poison from viruses, the poison in nuts, peaches, pears, plums, corn, or the toxic acids of grapes, apples, oranges that keep hurting them, and they cannot produce enzymes to neutralize them. Instead of nourishing ourselves, some of us are poisoning them day after day. Okay? Now that's, when you think about that, like, wow. I can't believe we're doing that. Like, what are we doing? Why are we poisoning ourselves? We love ourselves. We love ourselves. And, you know, and we love our family. And, you know, we give our family these foods. And, I mean, what are we doing? We're poisoning ourselves and our family. So we must wake up, ladies and gentlemen. We must wake up. Most of us are sick because we have reversed mind-cell relationship. Okay? We interrupted the mind and cell relationship. Instead of having harmonious mind-cell relationship, we have a mind-cell relationship full of tension, friction, and turbulence. As a result, our cells cannot produce enzymes or do anything. Poison keeps denaturing and deactivating our enzymes. Symptometry teaches that our first responsibility as mortals is to know the rules and regulations that govern life on this planet and know planet Earth as a toxic, hostile, and predatory planet. There's booby traps everywhere.
Everywhere.
Predators.
Okay, I need to sign off here, so thank you guys.
Yes, Ms. Rita.
Ms. Rita.
We're going to give you your final word. We're going to give you your final word. Look, nobody's going to ask the question, so we're going to give you your final word. We certainly appreciate your extended stay with us today.
Okay. Well, my final word to everybody is that, you know what, the food that we eat can make or break you. And if you decide to continue to eat the tomatoes and potatoes, Centometer do have the reverse technique that you need to take right after you eat to ionize that for you. But, you know, if you've been eating it for over 50 years, the chicken will come home to roost sooner or later. So, I mean, memory loss, it can start as early as fifth grade. So don't think that if you have an issue at 10 years old, it's still going to go away. So what we eat determines ourselves and everything, and the poison in these things need to be ionized in order for you to get back to a healthy cell. So that's what I would like to leave with you, and we'll talk to you next week, and have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rita. We certainly appreciate it. That's our guest,
okay.
Ms. Rita Keller, our reoccurring guest. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
evening. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Yvette. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Yvette, we have a hand, and I recognize that number. We're going to go ahead and open the mic. 111-111. The mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM 360. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes. This is Sister Amina.
Hi, Amina.
How are you all? How are you, Yvette?
Good. Thank you.
I'm calling in because I have two questions that one has to do with, I always have a concern for family members. You know, I guess it's because, you know, I always try to look out for my family members, even though they're not in the habit of seeing about their health, and it's because we've been conditioned to just go with the flow of what is always allopathic.
Yes.
Medicine,
yes.
You know, we're stuck. We're kind of stuck. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's change that's slowly happening in some people's minds. But
mm-hmm.
What I wanted to ask is about, I'm very concerned about children and their school lunch. You know, they always keep changing. Even though I'm not in this school system anymore, you know, I've been a teacher's assistant in the past, and I still kind of keep in touch with children in a private school and some settings, you know, in the neighborhoods, you know, just always, that's always been a concern for me. I guess I still have the teacher in me a little bit, but what I wanted to ask is that, you know, so much is changing with this so-called nutrition, that nutritionists are really not given much, you know, they only have a certain amount of credits or whatever that they learn to give people this so-called standard American diet, which
mm-hmm.
is a lot of it is kind of not really misinformation, but they don't have the information that they need to really improve things for the public, but they just go with what they know. What I'm concerned about is, you know, the digestive tract of mm-hmm. the children, you know, with all the sweets that they're encouraged to eat and the junk food and the
colors,
dyes, preservatives and everything else. And, you know, it's kind of hard mm-hmm. to break the habit. And I know some of the people, mm-hmm. Here we go again, some of the people are trying to talk about this plant-based diet now.
All on social media.
You know,
media.
They're trying to push that and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's some, oh boy, they need some commentary. But anyway, I just wanted to ask about that. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, you know, the elderly, you know, when they age, or, you know, when they age in place or whatever, you know, a lot of the problems that they have, because I've worked in the long-term care industry for 30 plus something years, and I've seen what these poor patients have, you know, it's just a struggle. It's so sad. But what I'm also concerned about is, you know, everything that is happening with the people when they are in these facilities or they need care or whatever, you know, it seems to be geared toward either their intestines, the digestive tract, or the heart. You know, the heart seems to be affected, and yes, they need to deal with, you know, cleansing the blood and all of that better. But what I'm concerned about is, okay, you know, how can we do a little bit of changes for the better for those of us that, you know, keep our relatives at home, don't put them in a facility, or you care for loved ones that may not necessarily be in your family, may just be in your community, to help them with the, because the digestive issues seem to be the most problem, the digestive mm-hmm. issues with older people. And it doesn't have to be that way. We can improve it a little bit. So could you speak to that just a little bit, and then I'll hang up and listen. That was my two questions I had for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Excellent. Well, like I said, Miss Yvette, let me go. I'm going to allow you to go ahead on and take a stab, then I'll share some things, some thoughts on it as well.
Yes, thank you. So, yes, I agree. You know, the digestive system is hard on some individuals because of what they're eating. It wouldn't be a digestive problem if their body wasn't rejecting, their cells, I should say, wasn't rejecting the foods that they're consuming. Okay? We can stop digestive disorders by just changing their diet, giving them ancillary enzymes, okay, to help break those stagnated foods up that's stuck in there, causing them to burp and be bloated and have
gases.
You know, digestive and gases and constipation. All that is related to what we put in our mouths. So for elderly people, yes. I mean, I wish there was more homes and public communities that will take in our elderly people. You do a great job and being concerned about the schools, you know, of our children and what they're eating, the elderly, you know, I applaud you for that, you know, but we're being fed the wrong things. And it is curable. It's curable. Come to symptometry, you know, speak to your coach. It is definitely curable where there will not be any digestive problem. It's what you eat is why there's problems with your digestive system. And don't let them do surgery. No. Never do surgery on your small intestines, because that is where nutrients is absorbed. You don't want to ever do surgery on your small intestines or large intestines. You don't want to wear a bag on your large intestines, which is your bowels. Okay, you don't want to do that, or your small intestines. So come to Symptometry. Let us do the reverse techniques, put you on the right path of eating scientifically, and there will be no digestive problems at all, at all. So I applaud you. I applaud you for looking out for our children and looking out for our elderly.
That is excellent, Mrs. Betts. Yeah, I just simply like to add that we cannot get around educating a proper education. We all come here with a human body, and we're responsible for it. Why wait till our children become grown-ups and then try to tell them what to eat? We have to start early. We have to start when we start feeding them. The parent must correct their mistakes. The parent must start learning. Now we have symptometry. Symptomatic science is teaching us how to continue to live in an optimally healthy body by teaching us how to master the pH rules, the rules of health and hygiene, how to apply and keep in compliance with the iron rules, the natural law, the universal law, all these things, et cetera. Then we follow our intuition, and we must know how to produce enzymes, how to activate these enzymes, and how not to deactivate and denature them. And all of these are possible thanks to symptomatic science, not medical science.
That's correct.
Sister Amina, not medical science. They're not going to teach us. So we should stop waiting for them to change. They're not going to change. They're stuck in their procedures. And that's fine. We can live healthy on this toxic, adversary, and predatory planet. And living here is no joke. We have to take it seriously. Stop taking it for granted. Nevertheless, we in Symptometry found a very profound way to live here with our health intact. See, this is what happened to all of us. God gave us a 3-pound brain to think and to use it. Now we're using it at the best of our ability. Medical science will be there when we need it. Don't worry about it. They'll be there when we need it. There's a need for medical science.
Yep.
But how to be healthy, we don't need them to be healthy.
Nope.
They study diseases.
Yes.
We study health. We're on two different opposite trajectories.
Health of the
cells. They study
disease. Yes.
We focus on health of the cells. So when it comes to cellular health, we prefer symptomatic science, because it also takes good care of our mental health. That is the connection.
Yes.
Our body is integrated, interrelated, interdependent, and interconnected. What affects one part affects the other part sooner or later.
Yes.
And this is what we know. So we can't have our body separated in section and specialists. They send you over here to that specialist. They send you over there to that specialist, and nobody's talking. Nobody's communicating.
Mm-mm.
So we end up getting chronic diseases after chronic diseases.
And
what
body parts missing
and
everything.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a question. What do psychiatrists and psychologists keep missing when it comes to our health, our mental health? Because if the person is not healthy mentally, how are they going to be healthy physically? It's not going to happen. The mind must be in perfect condition to make excellent decisions. The brain and the mind are connected. They're a dual pair of each other. So if they keep missing the quality of the, this is what they keep missing. They keep missing the quality of the person's blood. They never ask the question of the quality of the person's blood.
Mm-hmm.
How blood get into the brain? They never ask that question.
How
neural stem cells are produced and by dividing. Are they divided to produce neurons? They don't ask these questions. How is the person going to have mental acumen when they don't have neurons dividing anymore or producing neurons anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't produce a serotonin for learning.
That's right.
For paying attention.
Nope. That's right.
So how are these people going to be law-abiding citizens when they can't even pay attention?
That's right.
They have
attention
deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Their children have attention deficit disorder. They started at the age of three when they stopped producing acetylcholine. At the age of three, this is what happened in our community. How can the cell use nutrients and resources to produce enzyme when your doctor, the psychiatrist and psychologist, are not even talking about enzyme? They're not talking about neurotransmitter, hormone, and neurons to make the person mentally and emotionally healthy. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep complaining? We have a school
now.
We come here every week to remind each and every one of us that there's a school available now to teach us. We don't have to wait for these other people to teach us. They have misinformed us and miseducated us. I'm not going to say on purpose, but that's what has happened. No one knows how their own body works that they live with 24/7. We live with our body. We should be the best one to know it. And we all are unique. That's thing that happened to you, that's not happening to me. I produced a different enzyme that you're producing. We have different conditions because of that.
Yeah.
How can we learn to produce more enzyme, not less enzyme? How can we stop denaturing them or deactivating them? What does it take to activate enzyme? Nobody's teaching you this. You cannot be healthy with an enzyme deficit. You cannot be healthy with enzyme deficit, with energy deficit.
I've never heard of enzymes. I've never heard of enzymes before I went to
symptometry. They think that you go to the health food store, Goofy Bear, and buy plant enzymes and take them.
No.
They're convinced to take plant enzymes.
Mm-mm.
There are people going to the health food store every day buying plant enzymes when their own body produce enzymes.
Our own body produce enzymes.
I mean, it's just laughable what people are doing.
To help your body produce it. Yes. Yes. Symptometry has enzymes to help the body produce its own.
Exactly.
Okay, not artificial enzymes that they're selling in the stores that's dead. That's not alive.
Exactly.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Symptometry had to be invented to teach cell love and cell-based knowledge. This is why symptometry was invented, okay, to teach this. Most people think that we were born to suffer, to have diseases and die.
Right.
This is not at all why we were created. It's not. We were created and made to live on this planet Earth to improve it, okay? This is why we were created to improve it, not go along with the Joneses.
The status quo.
You know? The status quo. No. No. No, like Miss Alina is doing.
Miss Yvette, we were created to be original. We were created to be creative. You know, to come up with new ways of looking at things. But we cannot do it because we are compromised. Our health is compromised. Therefore, our brain is compromised. But if we reverse these conditions in us, we can become the most creative person or people on this planet. That's the whole objective.
That's it. To improve life on this toxic and predatory planet, we must produce neurons, neuropeptides,
by the billions,
and neurotransmitters.
Every day.
And not fill our midbrains, forebrains, and brain stem cells with neurofibrillary plaque, and our arteries with arterial plaque. We can't do that with the food that we're eating. We're filling our brains with plaque, ladies and gentlemen. We're filling our arteries with plaque, ladies and gentlemen. We must stop shortening our lives by eating those foods. We must help our bodies produce enzymes by eating scientifically. We must do it. Otherwise, there will always be problems on this planet. Always. Most of us are completely lost and confused. This is why we're sick and suffering, because we're lost. We're confused. Our cells produce a symptom for a reason. It is our responsibility to find out what we did wrong that compelled ourselves to produce a symptom. Instead of finding out why we produced the symptom, some individuals schedule an appointment with a physician for a diagnosis, which is fine.
A
diagnosis can be helpful because we don't know, right? We don't know about our health. We didn't go to school or they didn't teach us in school. So it's okay to go to a physician to get a diagnosis. It is helpful, especially if it reveals the name of a disease. That's fine. The question that the physician is not trained to answer what it calls the disease. They're not trained to answer that. They're not. What did the person do wrong to compel themselves to cause a specific disease? Don't just treat the disease, okay? We treat the whole body.
Symptoms.
We treat the mind.
Or the symptoms.
Unfortunately, this is how people have been living for years. For thousands of years.
Well, like I said, Sister Amina, I'll open your mic again.
I have another question that I meant to ask, and I'm asking these questions because, you know, I'm concerned about family members of mine. You know, I'm asking it for them, you know. And you know, some of it I discussed with you, Abdul Shaheed. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Yes.
Right. But what I – and also because I'm ending up being the one – I'm determined to be the one in my family to change the bad health paradigm. I'm changing it I really think Allah that I found out about symptometry through you all. You and your wife, Abdul Shaheed,
yes,
first told
wonderful
me about symptometry.
wonderful.
So it's just, and I'm coming on board as soon as I can afford to get on, you know, with this. I'm working on my income to, you know,
afford
the tuition. I'll be coming soon. Right. But what I wanted to ask is I have several family members that are out of state, you know, that I found out, you know, they work and live in the area that they do, and they're in corporate America. And, you know, their occupation is in corporate America. So what I found out recently, and I didn't know this until recently, one of my family members, you know, they go for their checkups, you know.
Yeah,
and I found out that one of my, you know, it's kind of concerning to me, but it's up to them, you know, they got to deal with it. But I'm looking at the fact that they have part of their because they work at home there sometimes, and then they're on the computer a lot, but they also have what do you call it when they you know, they're entertaining the not necessarily their supervisors, but you know, in their corporate environment, you know, they have been told that it's okay to socially drink. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, yes.
They have
social drinkers, yes.
Yeah. So that's concerning because I know alcohol, even in small amounts, alcoholic
yes
beverages, wine or whatever, it diminishes the enzyme.
They
diminish
the enzymes.
And it denatures
the
enzymes very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very concerned because, you know, they don't see it. You know, I understand, you know, you part of this situation of keeping your employment and all
call,
that.
So, Amina, this is what we call lifestyle. People have to modify their lifestyle if they want to be healthy.
Exactly.
Nothing you can do if they're not willing to do
right
it.
Right. You don't have to drink because they drink. You don't have to.
Exactly.
You can
well,
be like,
see,
you know, I'll have
I'm
water
just saying,
because
I,
I'm taking medicine
I
or anything.
Don't.
You don't have to drink.
But what I'm
right?
saying
they
is
don't.
That, you know, what I'm saying is that because I don't, you know, they know I make it. Everybody in the family knows.
And they
I,
have
you
to
know,
not want to. They have to not want
right.
to. They have to make a decision not to.
Right. So, you know, that's a concern. And then,
yes.
you know, I have several people in my immediate family, you know, they're childbearing age, you know. So they're giving their babies that milk.
Yes. They're doing all these things.
You know, here we go. So I just want, you know, touch on that a little bit, please. And
yeah, we'll touch on it.
Salam alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, we have only a few minutes left. And the best way to touch on it is they have to be responsible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can be concerned. And we can want what's best, but it doesn't mean that much. I'm telling you, it doesn't mean that much. Each and every one of us have to make choices. And health and disease starts in the person's mind. It's a mindset. That's where it starts. The mind is the decision maker.
Yes.
If you don't get knowledge
invite
to change
to the
your
show,
mindset, then you're gonna have a problem.
Mhm. And invite them to the
I don't care how much
show,
we love a person.
You know.
I don't care how much we love each other. But if they don't change their mind, there's nothing you can do.
Nothing
right.
you can do. And this
nothing.
World is full of booby traps. Remember that.
Yeah.
This world is full of booby traps. Look what they're making now. Almond milk. When did that come up? Oatmeal milk.
Exactly.
They're making things to ruin our health. We have to be wise. We can't
right.
we can't drink those things.
Exactly.
I don't care
no
how much they say they're
milk.
Healthy. Okay?
Yes. No plant
they're not
to produce
healthy.
Milk. Exactly.
It's not healthy.
And we buy
so
into those
be wise.
Things.
Be careful. Yes. Of all new things that come up, be careful. You know those things are not good for you. They're not. If they knew, they're not.
And, they, and we get and
they
and
cook
we give them to our children.
Yes.
Our
yes.
grandchildren.
And that's what's terrible. That's what's terrible. Yes. Oh, drink almond milk. When did almonds make milk?
Then we wonder. Miss Yvette, Sister Amina, then we wonder what's wrong with the children.
Right. Why there's autism.
All the
why
children breaking the law.
This, that.
How are they going to be law-abiding and you feeding them chaotically? I'm sorry, sisters and brothers. We're about to reach our limit. The time go by so fast.
Oh,
and
man.
We really appreciate you joining
great
us
show.
Today.
Great
we
show.
Appreciate you joining us. We just want to remind us, Miss Yvette, about the website. The website has been revamped. So if you hadn't been to that website, you're in for a treat. And if you have been there, you're still in for a treat. Please go to our website at the American School of Symptomatry, not for profit. It is AMSOS.org. That website is incredible, incredibly organized.
Incredible.
So much information is posted there. We now have Dr. Maxwell Norton's latest book. You can go there and purchase a copy. There's a link that takes you to Amazon where you can purchase a copy of that book. And the latest book, The Underlying Causes of Mental Anomaly, the basic that psychiatrists and psychologists miss.
Yes.
Please go there and help yourself and help your family members. Everyone in your family, at least you, need to have a copy of this book. Go to the website, click on home, scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a link how to purchase that book. Please do. If you want to help yourself and your family, purchase the book.
Yes.
And follow through with that link and you'll see it. Brothers and sisters, we certainly appreciate you joining us today. If you have a need for certified symptomatry health coach, please call us at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And we also have a program on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That program is called The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth. Please join us by dialing into 714-816-4673. And every Saturday and Sunday morning, we have a program called Morning Tallying from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please join us by dialing into free conference calls at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brothers and sisters, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Please come back again next week. Bring someone with you. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Well, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And please do not go anywhere. We have another program right on our hill. We have Maya Ali Kuli Ha. And the host is Imam Abdul Aziz from Masjid Adam, the Center of Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. Please stay tuned. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring Allah is the one God, there are no partners with Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. Assalamu alaikum. The peace that only Almighty God can give or grant to all of us, and is already established in the order of things. I'm not sure as to Imam Abdul Aziz, whether he was on and his phone dropped or he wasn't able to get on. Nonetheless, I did call to leave a message. Inshallah, he'll return the call if he's able to. But going forward, this is Maya Ala Kuli Hal, and the definition, what we've got to understand is together under any and all circumstances. And so, of course, that begins with our trust and our obedience to the word of Almighty God, to the will of Almighty God, humbling our will to the will of Almighty God. And so first, as Imam Abdulaziz usually does, is acknowledge those who have been with us and are no longer with us, and then their families and such. But first, we ask the prayers be upon all of the human family and that peace be gained, regained in the in the life of the human being. And so for those who have transitioned and they have done such marvelous work, praise be to Almighty God for all. I don't know all the names, so what I'm going to say is in the collective way of asking that Almighty God blessings be upon those who have transitioned. Forgive them their errors. Grant them a high station in paradise. And bless their families with the ease that Almighty God can definitely grant. And for that, with that we say, I mean. And for you, dear listeners, and your families, your loved ones who have transitioned, there are so many families upon families upon families upon families. I met a young lady just the other day. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, everyone. Met a lady just the other day, and she's sharing with me that the baby was her fifth generation, was the fifth generation, including her. And I said, wow, praise be to Almighty God. So look at the layers, and sometimes when we look at the root of the rings around of a tree, and it says the ages of that tree, and then we see the layers of a palm tree. And so it goes on and on and on, and then the seasons that leaves fall from a tree, and then you look again, and there are new births, new births, new births, new growth, new growth. And with likewise with our hair, likewise with our skin, we're forever bathing, cleansing ourselves, and it says that we get new skin. And likewise with our blood, it says it replenishes.
And we ask, how does it replenish? Like an ongoing flowing well of life. So praise be to Almighty God for the life. Allah is the living, the absolute, the eternal. Allah is the truth. Allah is the peace, the one that gives the peace, because Allah is the peace. We can't imagine peace of what it is. We can't put an image on peace. We can't put an image on love, trust, truth. So praise be to Almighty God, and it is a blessing to be here, and I'm thankful along with you. So let me go to a public service announcement, and if you have any comments to share honoring those in your family or families you love to honor, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, all right, and we will open your mic. We'll be right back, inshallah, God willing.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at CWSC.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the Tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anh, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
American Muslim.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waliduddin Muhammad here on American Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Ah, let the world come together. And May 24th to 26th, New Medina will be having their benefit, the annual benefit. That will be Summerall, Mississippi. So New Medina with Imam Alvin Sharif and the rest of the community there in New Medina. So we pray that you're looking forward to joining everyone there as AM360, inshallah. We hope to be there to be able to share with you some of the experiences that will be going on. And one thing that stands out in my mind is horseback riding. Yes. Feasting, praying first, praying, communing, praying, communing, learning, then feasting, and then camaraderie. Fishing, too. So, inshallah, I intend to take my rods with me and my whatever gear up I need, and inshallah, catch some fish, y'all. Those wonderful fish. Alhamdulillah. See here. We want to share something from the Quran. Like we say, mashallah, if you have any comments you'd like to share, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, okay? All right, let's see here. Going to Quran, and we'll go to Surah. Right here. Okay. We'll read this. It says, we're going to use Yusuf Ali, Sahi International. Clicked on here. Okay. And this should be the ayat, the fourth ayat. Okay, what did it do? One moment, everyone. I want to make sure I'm reading the right one. Yeah. As saying, you know, have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just looking at the Arabia and giving a general. Billahi wakil. Okay. There's no other friend, one protector or friend that we're to take besides Allah. Okay. This is Surah 33, Ayat 3. Okay, so 33, ayat 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa tawakkal 'alallah. Wa kafa billahi wakila. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Surely Allah's words are true. Forgive any errors, O Allah. Please forgive errors, not intentional, from the reader. As it goes, it says Sahih International, but I believe this is Yusuf Ali's rendering. Allah from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and rely upon Allah. And the rely is, we would look at the word here is Tawakkal, the root word, wakil, but this is tawakkal, and the emphasis on that kaf. We won't go into that, but rely upon Allah, not just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being the one that we can befriend, that we can seek refuge with, and trust Allah as wali. Allah is the one that we can trust, but we we not only trust, but we rely. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When anything comes up, it's like the guard, G-U-A-R-D, is already there. The defense is already there. The entering into no doubt about what will take place and what is going to defend us or what is going to protect us, it is already there in our mind, in our heart, there's like no question about it. No shadow. There's nothing whatsoever that can take the place of that reliance on Allah, expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be there. Even if, for example, is what's coming to my mind right now, we're walking, enjoying the sun, walking along, and it gets really hot and we're perspiring and we're, you know, like, wow, I could really use a breeze right now. And a breeze comes through. And then drops of rain, but just a little few drops fall just enough to kind of cool you off from the perspiration that you have. And then the raindrops get heavier. And then it's like the clouds open up and it starts to pour on you. And now you're like, okay, it's pouring, but it's not harsh. It's just constant. And you're walking in the rain. So now it doesn't matter. You're like, okay, Allah, I know this is all right too. We rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings to send the blessings, and we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us through any difficulties. So alhamdulillah. And it says, and sufficient is Allah as disposer of our affairs. Ah, what a beauty. Even, and we say our affairs are our everyday doings, our everyday. We are adults. Should we all be adults right about now listening? And for those who are entering adulthood and have established, whoever has established a life wherein we've taken on the responsibility of paying our debts that we become aware of. But our first debt is the debt that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wonder how we express that with our young, that it is a debt. It's not a debt to fear, not a fearful debt, not an overpowering debt. It is a debt that can be paid by our obedience, by our acknowledging Almighty God in any circumstance, by our learning that who Almighty God is, and I say who, as long as we don't go to any image. What, as long as we don't go to any image. How, you know, Allah operates. So relying on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what, and Allah send people into our lives that we rely upon them. And we learn that the reliance that we are facing on in them is truly, we're relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah sent them to take care of whatever was in our situation needing to help us through our situation at that time. And I mean that it could be in many, many, many ways, whether it's to bring food, or whether it's to give us a ride. We're walking and we really need to get somewhere, and a person stops and says, can I give you a ride? Would you like a ride? I mean, it's true, there have been circumstances where it did not end so well for some, but 9 times out of 10, we don't want that one time, but 9 times out of 10, you will get to your destination, inshallah. Food, you are able to trust the food that you're eating. Yes, there are times that poison has, you couldn't trust the food, but 9 times out of 10, and we don't want that 1 time out of 10, but 9 times out of 10, you can trust the food. It is nourishment. And then health. When we're sick and someone comes to our aid and we have to be placed in a medical facility, 9 times out of 10, we can trust the medical facility, the people in it. And we don't want that one time, but 9 times out of 10, we can trust the people in the facility and get the care that we need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing that to us, sending that to us. And so our reliance on Allah, oh Allah, there's no doubt in my mind that whatever I need, you will bring forth whatever way to help me in what I need. Even when we need work and we say, wow, I really would love to go work and you know, make some money because I need to pay for such and such and such. Well, we don't want to create a bill before we have the funds to pay for it. But then when we've established a bill situation and we have the funds and we were continuing to pay, then it gets to a moment wherein something happens and we don't have those funds right away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes you. I mean, believe you me. I know you do. You believe from your own experience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, not sometimes, always come through. So alhamdulillah. Let's see, I'm going to check the board so I don't miss anybody's hands being raised. Praise be to Almighty God. Again, I'm Martha Naila Abdullah here temporarily for Imam Abdullah Aziz. I reached out to him, but let's keep make dua that everything is well and that he's just busy as ever, or perhaps he's getting the rest that he needs. So mashallah. So if you have any comments you'd like to share, please by all means press 1. We're speaking about, this is Maya ala kulli hal, and he references together under any and all circumstances. So we're focusing on the reliance upon Allah. Surah 33, Ayat 3. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only disposer of our affairs. So praise be to Almighty God. So if you have any, yeah, I'm sure you're able to think about it and that, yes, it is true that Allah is always, let me say, on time. Allah is always on time, no matter what. Even when we sometimes, I've heard people say, some people say, oh, man, I needed whatever they needed. I needed it like yesterday. Oh, God. Well, when it happens that what we need does not come through in the time that we say that we need it, there is some, and what I say to myself is, there is obviously something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting me from. I don't need it as much as I thought I did. Whether it's a place to live in, whether it's a car, a vehicle to drive, whether it's an appointment that you thought you needed to make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing. And sometimes an aversion, especially when we're giving our all to make it happen. This is why we say, God willing, inshallah, within the will of Almighty God, that this would be best for me. Then, and sometimes, especially appointments, they get rearranged because just when we were thinking about making the appointment and we couldn't, it just so happened the car wouldn't crank, right? Or the car stopped on the way. And then we're on our phones wanting to call the office and let them know that we're running a little late and now the phone dies down. And you say, wow. And now you're looking at, well, one time in my case, I had to go into Eckerd and ask to use their phone to call the office. I was working with a company, Home Health, and was trying to make it to a patient, and my phone died. And so now my beeper goes off, well, from the company. So now I'm like, my phone is dead. I need to call the office, respond to the beeper, and then I need to call the office and let them know that I'm going to be later for the patient. Well, turns out the patient was admitted to the hospital, and that's what the office was calling to let me know. Other times, you're wanting to make it to an appointment, but the person you were to see at that appointment, the doctor, whoever, had to be, they were called up, they were called away. or you're headed somewhere and you made arrangements to be wherever it is, whether it's to a family reunion, whether it's to a speaking engagement, something happened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah, that whatever happens to that you're thinking, that we're thinking, is interfering with our getting there, it all turns out that we didn't need to come anyway. And we say, wow, wow. Now, in some really strange and hard felt situation, and I'm going to back away from mentioning something I was about to mention, Mela, bless those who met, you know, unfortunate ends to certain situations. And then too, how many times have you said, oh, my check will be here on the third. Right? My check will be here on the third. So we give someone our word and say, I will pay it on the third. They go, okay, you sure? Oh, yes, I'm sure. My check always comes on the third. And guess what happened? This is one time that something happens, a glitch occurs, and your check is going to be on the fourth, or it's going to be the whole next week. Has that ever happened to you? MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the disposer of all of our affairs, meaning it doesn't get rid of our affairs. And sometimes we meet the ends that we have that is evident on wrongdoing, that these things occur. But when it's not, I'm speaking, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah, is the one knows better, knows that we are not needed where we are going, or the money's coming later. So sometimes it gives us the opportunity to ask the person, to whoever we owe, call and ask for an extension. And you know what? And we find out then that they are very forbearing. They are very lenient. And we would not have known that had that not happened. We would have not known the goodness that was in the heart of some people. And they appreciate your letting them know that things happen beyond your means. And they've experienced that as well. So it allows the human experience to come about. And this is together under any and all circumstances, especially being human. Praise be to Almighty God. We have a hand raised here. Oh, it says, and Angela Marie Kanth, North Providence, Rhode Island. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. You know, that's very true, because even though we say inshallah, that doesn't mean that we're going to get what we want. And Allah places us where He wants us to go. And sometimes you might think it's cruel, but He knows the reasons why. Because there was a couple of times I was supposed to even go to my older sister's funeral, and Allah distinctively told me, do not go. And I tried to go against His will. I broke out in hives all over my body when I got into Harlem. And then I had to go right up to the ticket counter, the Greyhound counter, and get a ticket to come back home. But I took it to Allah. I made istikhara prayer dua, and He said, don't go. And this imam Sheikh Abdullah here, he said, don't go. He said, because there's going to be confusion in there. And he was right. There was big hell at that funeral. Things that if I had seen it, Lord knows what, I probably would have went through a whirlwind and beat everybody else up. But then my son tried to drive me there, and then Allah said, don't you even try it the second time. I already warned you. And I had hives all over my body because He said, don't do it. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Yes.
I know what
yes.
you mean.
And yes, and it's no joke. It is no joke. When you make dua and istikhara, he don't care if it's a relative or who it is. If you get a guidance or the ruler, the spirit of Allah, and he says don't do it and you go ahead and do it, well, you're going to get repercussions for going ahead and do it, even if it's one of your relatives. And the same thing happened with my nephew. He said, don't you even dare try it. You better not step your foot out there to go, I don't care if he's your nephew or whatever. And he means it. He means it. And he really means it. And I think I got sick, too, because I tried to go against his word, too. And everybody kept saying, oh, that's your nephew. That's your favorite nephew. He helped you out with your sons when you're husband wasn't able to help you, and blah, blah, this, and he got your son out of jail, blah. I said, listen, my Lord told me don't go. I am not stepping my foot nowhere near it. I know him. But, and he means it. He just, I think it's stand out firmly against the disbelievers, or even if it's your own relatives, your own family. I think it's in Surah 9. I think Surah 9, repentance, I think. It says, even if you have stand out firm, even if you have to stand out firm against yourself, against your own relatives, you have to do it. That's your big test. If you're going to stand up for right, regardless of who it is, and I'm telling you, it is a big test, but you have to go through it. He wants to see if you really trust him, if you really, because he's trying to protect you. He's trying to protect you from things. And a lot of times I start going out the door. I said, well, I'm going to go this place, that place, or whatever. And he sent me somewhere mm-hmm. else. I said, oh. I didn't think, oh, am I losing my mind? I'm going around in circles. Where in the world am I going? And he would place me somewhere that either someone had to tell me something or I had to tell them something, and it was something that I need to know because he was trying to teach me lessons. So I said, well, you took me around in circles. I thought I was losing my mind. I didn't know where I was going or what. So he knows what he's doing with us. It's just that we have to have the strength to be able to accept whatever he does with us. And a lot of times it might look like procrastination. It might look like, well, why don't you just go ahead and do it or whatever? Because when you say inshallah, you can't do anything about it. If he has a hold on you so you can't do something or stop you from doing it, you can't do anything about it. I don't care what anybody else says. You're procrastinating or whatever. Whatever it looks like to them, too bad. Too bad of what it looks like, because he has a hold on you. He means it. Like a lot of times I get dressed and I say, I'm going this place, that place. And he said, no, you're not. Turn around, go back, pick up your Quran, and just open it. And I would open it to whatever he wanted me to do, and it was right there. I didn't even have to turn the pages. If he has something for you to do, you better believe it. You better listen. You better pay attention. And don't think you know everything, because he knows what's best for us. And sometimes he saves us from a lot of things that we don't need to get caught up in. So, because when we make our shahada, we have to realize Allah has control over all of us. We don't really have control over ourselves. We think we do, but we really don't. And he knows what's best for us better than we know what's best for us. So we have to heed the warnings of the ruler, the spirit of Allah, and let him guide us and stop trying to guide him, because we can't control him. And we have to accept whatever he does with us. That's the issue. A lot of times we don't want to accept what kind of control he has over us, and we get angry. And we just tantrums and everything. Oh, why didn't this happen and that? It's not up to you. It's up to him always. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure it is a mutual thing with many of us. I say, should we be up into a certain age bracket, we have surely experienced that. Going against the grain is what I call it.
but going against Allah's will. But if we can't, for some others who are looking and perhaps seeing us, and this is just a normal everyday response. Everyone has their day planned pretty much. And when our day is planned, we plan it, and then we start out. And whatever we need to do, whether it's with food, clothing, or shelter, whether it's with people that we're to meet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows just who's going to be at a corner. I'm sitting on a bench. Who's going to be at a traffic light? Who's going to be at whatever particular time? And alhamdulillah, and when it works out that you're to meet someone, such as we when we read Surah Al-Kahf, whoever we're to meet, we're going to meet as long as we, especially when we hear and take heed to go. This is opposite of what you were just sharing now, to take heed and go. Sometimes I've been preparing a meal, and I would turn everything off, and it's something like, okay, you said you were going to mail that letter, or you said you needed to go pick up such and such, and I leave right then, and on the way there or either at that location, I meet someone, and it opens up a whole nother door that I had no idea of course. And that's how I'm thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does pair us on how to put our trust in Allah. Everyone, we were reading from Surah 33, Ahzab, the Confederates, and Ayat 3, that it is Allah that we can rely upon. We say we put our trust in Allah and that we trust Allah, but rely upon Allah, not to hurry ourselves, not to hurt ourselves with our thinking, getting all flushed. Shuffled, disheveled, when certain things act or go awry, and we all go through it, I think, but we get a little, okay, this was supposed to happen at, especially doing a program, right, a program that we are doing a benefit for something or what have you, and certain person is not there just yet. Well, you know what, it turns out that person, they were needed somewhere else. They had planned to be there with. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything set just the way it needs to be. Now, our will, our little old will deny us of receiving the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us because we use our will to do something totally contrary. And something we'll say to ourselves, now, if only I had followed my right mind or if only I had followed my first thought, I should have done, and that's what we hear ourselves say, correct? Well, that's when we have stepped in the way of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will was and is. And so, alhamdulillah, we pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to keep us in the way that we need to be. Everyone, it is time now that we will be ending, and we pray again, make dua for Imam Abdulaziz, that everything is okay. It's been an honor to be here with you. Join us tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. That is at a.m. for Stories of the Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir and hosted by William Kareem, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then in the afternoon, late afternoon, 5 p.m., will be Imam Shahid Abdullah with Inheriting the Power, the Mental Power, inheriting the power of our mental strength, I believe it is. But praise be to Allah. That's at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then 7 to 9 p.m. it's all about courtship and marriage. All right? So join us tomorrow morning. And at 10 a.m., after William is finished at 10 a.m., we go over to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, and that number is 515-605-9326. And on other days when we are not on in the evening as a certain hour that is not conflicting,
with our presentations, our hosts here on AM 360. We join community, IWGM Community Radio, and that number is 7367. Nope. I'm messing that one up. I will get it better, though. IWDM Community Radio is usually on in the evening during the week and in the afternoon during the weekend on Saturday and on Sunday. All right? All right. But I think it's 7637. But inshallah, 714-816-7637. But we'll get it better. Thank you so very much. We're going to play our exit music, a few bars on humanity, and then we've got to be thankful. All right? Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed, and then it will be Abdul Rahman Hatim, for You've Got to Be Thankful. Well, I
think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be all right.
Gotta be all right.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine. Stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us, everyone. Surah 33, Ayat 3. And it is Allah that we can put our trust upon, that we can rely upon, And Allah is the disposer of all our affairs. Assalamu alaikum.